NXS, a band very difficult to categorize. Are they new wave? Glorified Australian rock? Punk rock? Who knows? All I know is that Kick, released 30 years ago this year, embedded in our 80s adolescence. Phenomenal band. One of my faves. So there's a pro wrestler I've never heard of. I know, go figure. And he says he's bisexual. Says that he's into the ladies.
It's a big deal, right? It says it's the first pro wrestler to come out as bisexual.
Yeah, I don't think you need to come out as bi. Like, I don't even think you need to come out as gay. But if you're a wrestler and you want to give a voice to other gay dudes, then come out.
You say that in general, that if you're bi, you don't need to come out.
Yeah, just like, well, you just like everybody. You know? Like what you like.
You might, but if you are bi,
yeah,
then you're, you know, you're free to do what you want
to
do. It's a free country.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Get
in some
your free
places.
On. Right. Right.
But so, if you knew someone and you were like, you didn't know they were bi.
Right.
You might see them doing the bi thing.
Right.
And go, whoa.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I didn't know you liked dudes.
Right.
I thought you had a girlfriend.
Not like, that you have to give me a warning.
Right.
Because it's your business.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to come out as bi and to be proud and live your life because of the persecution that still comes with that.
Right. If you're trying to make a statement and help other people, that's great. This guy, by the way, is a wrestler by the name of Anthony Bowens.
John, do you have his poster in your room?
No, I'm not. I'm not very familiar with Anthony Bowens. I believe he's on the indie circuit, as they call it.
I see.
So I know you said you don't think gay or bisexual people should have to come out. Do you think, well, if they're going to continue to come out, do you think straight people should have to say, "Hey, listen, just want to let you guys all know, there might have been some concern,
right?
But I'm straight."
No,
well, only if people think you're gay,
right?
Okay,
but
I'm straight, everybody.
Or if you feel like you're persecuted, if straight people are persecuted and you want to give a voice to all the teens out there who are struggling with their heterosexuality, that's why people come out, so they can let all these teens know who might idolize them. Oh my God, this guy that I watch on the indie wrestling circuit, he's just like me. He's bi. Other than that, I really don't feel like,
what if you you might have a really gay style.
Right.
But you're straight.
That is true. There are guys who are very metrosexual.
I think anybody that has a style would be considered gay until proven otherwise.
That's true.
See, well, that's why you got to come out, and that is why Moonlight is an important movie.
This guy came out because he was in a relationship with his boyfriend. He had uploaded a video called The Laughing Challenge where the dude describes him as his boyfriend. Well, look, I could even equate this to... there's a wrestler who is openly gay, right? I don't want to say his name, but there's a wrestler in the WWE who's openly gay.
Yeah, you can. He's openly gay. You can say his name.
Unless you don't want me to.
I don't want to
because
I was watching his video that he put up on Twitter where there was a dude next to him. And we all know the other dude. And you guys were like, is he gay? And I was like, is that his boyfriend? I was like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I never really gave thought to that guy. We know his sexuality, but... Would it shock you to find out that he was bi?
If he's bi, well, I was under the impression he had a girlfriend.
Me too.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, but can't they also just be friends?
Yeah, they could be, but they're probably not.
All right, let's talk about a bisexual man.
Okay.
Because this is what I'm having a hard time understanding.
Can I give you the Andrew Dice Clay explanation?
Sure. I mean, no.
Bisexual? What are these guys thinking they're bisexual? Let me tell you something. There is no bisexual. You either SD or you do not SD. What do these guys do? Wake up in the morning and flip a coin? Heads I want, hair pie. Tails, bones across the nose. Oh! Bisexual. But go ahead, please.
Okay. I don't know how you decide, like, this wrestler came out as bisexual, but he has a boyfriend. I don't understand how you decide... who you want to be in a relationship with. I also don't know, as a man, if you find the female body attractive and it turns you on, how do you also find the male body attractive?
Because for heterosexual guys, I think it's mutually exclusive. You're programmed to like girls, therefore you don't like guys that much.
Okay.
That's the way I am. I will look at a female body and find beauty in just about any body. Guys kind of gross me out unless it's Tom Brady. So I don't know if it's genetics or natural propensity. I find women beautiful and sexually attractive. There are guys who probably find both sexually attractive. Like, man, that's an attractive woman. That is an attractive guy.
All right, I think you're born straight, you're born gay. I believe in all that. But sure. As far as bisexual, do you think that you're born that way? Or is that something you kind of go, hey, you know what? That's not so bad. I think I can be into both of these.
Probably.
But yeah, maybe it all just feels good. You
right.
know? And it's, I give you my food analogy again.
Yeah, give it to us.
You like pizza. You like the white pizza, right?
I love the white pizza.
You can't eat it every night. Sometimes you're in the mood for a turkey sandwich.
That's true, but then I go to different pizzerias because they all have different kinds of white pizza, but I'm still having white pizza because I was programmed to like white pizza.
But you can't eat a different white pizza every night.
Sometimes you want a veggie burger.
Yeah.
Well, I understand what Kevin's saying, and it makes a lot of sense.
Sometimes you want the hummus.
I haven't switched to a man yet. I have not gotten tired of women. Yeah. I understand, but I haven't been tired of a woman yet.
Right. I get that.
I still love the women's women.
Well, but once you get bored with women's, you're going to need another option.
Another woman option or another, you know.
You'll probably find a woman option, but there are guys out there who might have been burned by, like when women turn gay.
I like how you said I'll probably find a woman option, or you're not really sure.
I'm 99% sure.
Do you think it's a sexual attraction? Or is it more of a like a mental connection they have, and then the sex is a byproduct of that feeling?
Great question. I think when it's women in their 30s, like a lot of women my age, they are now in a gay relationship, even though they never would have considered themselves gay. That's more of an emotional thing. They've been burned by men because we're pigs, we're dicks. And then they get so burned that they bond with their female friends.
So that's a decision.
Yes. I think they are not repulsed by the female body, but okay. It also wouldn't have been their first choice. But they end up in a gay relationship because men are such pigs and they screwed them over that they're like, I'm going to give women a try. And they're very nurturing with each other.
Okay, all right.
Yes, the way they do that they do and it. That and blah, 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 blah.
So let's say this guy gets married one day or whatever the scenario is. This seems like he's in a committed relationship. So when does he become just gay? Like if he marries this dude, does he become just gay?
I don't think he'll ever be just gay because he's always going to find women attractive.
But if he's living in a normal relationship, it'll probably be monogamous. So does that, if you're only experiencing dudes and you love a dude, does that not make you gay?
If you could walk that afternoon and find a woman attractive enough to bang, you're still bi.
Okay. All right, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think.
I know, listen, and save all the phone calls and tweets. I know it'd be nice to live in a society where we don't have to use labels, but for the sake of this conversation, it's easier to follow when we do.
Sure.
You ever hear a woman who is straight and she goes, oh, but I'd be gay with her?
Oh, yeah. Every single female.
That's weird. I'm like, well, then you'd be gay with other women too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is. If you say that you would be with Angelina Jolie, you'd be with a woman who looks like Angelina Jolie.
Okay, just like that saying that a man is only as faithful as his options, guys go to prison.
Okay.
And they do what they have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're not necessarily gay. That's what they will tell you.
Yeah. Now, I think that if I went to prison, I would be okay not having to hook up with another man.
You say that now.
You got 10 years,
10 years
man.
In.
10 years? I was a virgin until I was 21. That's
but
easy.
But now you've had sex.
Yeah.
You need a release.
That's easy time, Garabo. Easy. 10 years is easy.
Plant some drugs on him on the way home. We're going to send him to jail.
I don't know about that, man.
And not to mention, it's not like you just get to go about your merry way. There's going to be dudes offering it to you. A guy slips in your bunk late at night.
And offering is putting it very gently.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm gonna get that.
Okay, well, I hope I'm not in the same cell with you. Yeah.
Well, you'll be in the cell with somebody who's going
to
get that.
I'll be cool.
Yeah, but see, one day some guy will buddy up to you, and he'll be like, "Yeah, you like hummus, right?
Yeah,
you can have my hummus."
Yep,
He want that ass later.
That's not a fair trade.
Well, in jail it is.
Yeah, if you can find hummus in jail, it's worth a little.
He's gonna have to at least give me some cigarettes too.
Yeah, he will. He'll give you whatever you want. Yeah. Out of BC, he's gonna have the hat on the side.
maybe some bugles to use in the hummus.
You're gonna be in Out of BC's pocket, he'll give you some bugles.
I couldn't argue with Out of BC.
Michelle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you very much. We're discussing the pro wrestler, Anthony Bowens, and this takes the term pro very liberally, who came out as bisexual, and he wrote a big article in Huffington Post on why.
Well, Is there a double standard? Are you less likely to believe that a man is bisexual than a woman is bisexual?
Believe? No, I don't think so. But there is definitely a societal double standard when female bisexuality is celebrated, whereas male bisexuality, we are confused by it. I don't mean we in this room. We in society are confused by it, and we tend to lump that into the quote-unquote gay category.
Because I can tell you, I knew that I liked women before I liked men.
Me too.
I saw a naked woman, you know, in a picture, and I was like, that is the bomb. That is awesome. I hope I get to touch that one day. You know, but I love men too, and I can't, if you ask me to give one up, I wouldn't be able to. I mean, I am married, and I am in a monogamous relationship, but anything that I look at online, it's all women. You know, so I,
all right,
I'm
answer
able
this,
to
answer
get...
this, answer this honestly, Michelle, and I want you to be completely honest.
Sure.
I don't know you.
100%.
Okay, 100% honest. When you're having heterosexual sex with your husband, are you ever closing your eyes and fantasizing that it is a woman?
Yes.
So you're telling me that if you met a woman that you're completely sexually compatible with, she wants to get down, your husband will never find out about it. You're not going to do it?
I don't know. He and I have had the conversation, and he won't let me have a girlfriend, so I'm trying to be respectful of his boundaries. But that doesn't mean that the idea of doing it just isn't absolutely awesome.
It's going to happen.
You know? But I'm just saying, you know, you were wondering if it's if you're born like that, you know, like people say you're born gay. I can tell you from as long as I can remember, I've been attracted to both women and men.
Now, you said the first time you saw a naked lady, you said, oh, man, I got to touch that. How did you know that you also liked men? Did you think at that point you were a lesbian?
No, but I was kind of young, so I didn't really know what being a lesbian was. I didn't know what being gay or straight or bisexual was. I just happened to, you know, I got hooked up or on a blind date with a guy in high school, and, you know, we started dating, and, you know, that's just how I started dating a man. But I didn't see a naked man for a long time after.
Can I be honest with you? And again, I don't know you. I'm just going to make I think you're a lesbian. I think you have convinced yourself to be heterosexual and to be in a loving relationship with your husband. And I hope it doesn't insult you to hear this from some jackass on the radio, but I'm pretty sure you're a lesbian.
Pretty sure I'm a lesbian. I've thought about it, but no, because I still like guys.
You like guys.
50-50?
Is it 50-50?
Yeah, about 50-50.
Tippy-tippy? Yeah. It's 50-50, or is it 65-45, or perhaps 69-31?
69-31.
Mm-hmm. You prefer women. It's okay. You don't want your husband to be insulted.
No,
I get that. We're not here to put
and
him
in. I really hope he is not listening on the radio.
Exactly. He's not.
Or anybody we know.
He just messaged us and said, don't worry, I'm not listening. Let her say whatever she wants to.
Awesome. I'm really glad to hear that, guys.
So assuming he's not listening, you're married and you love your husband in a platonic way, but you lust after women and you desire women and you want to do filthy things with women.
Because they're fun to do filthy things with.
I'm not saying they're not. I enjoy doing filthy things with women.
We're fun, too.
Yeah, we guys are fun, too, but our bodies are gross.
Seth, I love your laugh. That's why one
She's
of the reasons
definitely
I do it every day.
Oh, thanks.
It's a hardcore lesbian.
Here's my thing. If she truly felt that way, then why would she deny herself what she really wants?
Because she's convinced that that's how she shows her husband that she loves him. By denying herself that forbidden fruit, which he has forbidden her from fruiting.
Well, what if I was married? What if I was married to a woman?
But you're not.
Yeah, you know, but I'm saying if I was, and I had the burning desire to be with a man,
you wouldn't have it. You want that right now because, and again, this is me not knowing jack crap about you. You want that right now because it's not because you don't have it. It's because you really, really want it. If you were married to a woman right now, if you were in a full time relationship with a woman, I don't think you would have one single sexual desire towards a man.
Now, what if we call your husband right now? You come out, and we'll give you Depeche Mode tickets. How about that?
No.
Wait, so Drew,
yes.
The tease you used before we started talking about this was you were making it seem like I was the only person that was confused by bisexuality, and now right. you're trying to tell this woman
yeah.
that she is not bisexual, but she is gay.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, she's not. You're not the only one who's confused. Call now so I can tell you why you're gay. But look, if your husband truly loves you, then he's going to want you to do what makes you happy, and he would not forbid you. He is forbidding you from being with a woman because he knows you very well, and he fears losing you to a woman, because once you surrender yourself to that, it's going to unlock the door for you, and you're going to go, oh my God, I've been living a lie. I'm a lesbian.
Well, I don't know. That sounds kind of extreme.
It's an extreme world, baby. Just
she doesn't like the label.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to put a label on you.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not looking to label you. I just, these are things for you to think about. We just got a tweet from a good friend of ours that says, I'm pretty sure she's a lesbian, and now I really want to know what she looks like. So just stuff for you to think about. That's all. We've given you some stuff.
What do you want her to think about? You want her to just throw her marriage away?
No, don't do. Do you have kids?
And run away with a woman? Yes, I have children.
Yeah, see, that's
not with him. I have children from a previous marriage.
You got, like, kids on the side?
Was it a man or a woman that gave you these children?
Well, biologically speaking, it was only able for a man to give me these children.
No, things are different now.
I've seen some videos online that would suggest differently. All right, well, look, live your life of happiness. I want you to be happy.
Thank you, Drew.
If it makes you happy to continue living alive, then you go right ahead and continue doing that. But maybe it's sit down with the husband and, I don't consider it cheating if you're with a girl.
I'm going to sit down with my husband and say, honey, I talked to Drew Garabo today.
There you go. Every great dinner conversation starts with that opener. But listen, good luck to you, Michelle. Thank you very much for calling, and I truly wish you happiness.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You're very welcome.
Are all men looking for a woman like Michelle that's bisexual, or do you think they're afraid because there's so many options?
I think a lot of guys feel threatened. A lot of guys would feel threatened if their woman was Michelle, because they're like, man, if I let her be with a woman, she's going to be in love with that woman. She's going to leave me.
But if she could talk her husband into bringing a woman into the relationship,
right,
then that would probably work.
Probably. But then, invariably, the guy ends up banging the other girl and screws it up all the
hell.
Oh,
that's part of the deal.
You can ignore the tears, can't you? You just got to stay focused.
Nobody can ignore tears in a threesome. Scott, what's up?
I was just going to add to that conversation that you were having with her before, though. There is another way that can go is, right now, that's the forbidden fruit, is to be with a woman. And once she tastes of it, she may not be as interested in it as thought she was before.
Huh.
And now it's from a strictly visual side that she's interested. Mm-hmm. But once she actually partakes of a lesbian relationship, she might not be as involved in the relationship that she thought she would be. But the other thing is, you know, she also kind of validated a thought that I've been searching through. We're all sexual beings. I mean, we're created to crave sexuality. You know, most guys, their first sexual experience is with themselves. Do we have a label for that?
Yeah, masturbators.
We put all these different labels and stigmas attached to everything. Instead, why can't we just say, you know, what goes on in your world is your business.
Yes, Seth.
Why does it have to be mine?
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. 727-579-1025.
We would have this discussion without labels if we were doing a podcast. Unfortunately, it's a radio show.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, Drew. What's going on?
Hey, man. Doing great. How about you?
So I'm a bisexual guy.
All right.
I know we exist. And I think the conversation got started off with talking about why it was important for bisexual people to come out.
Yeah.
The female caller with the husband, I think you said something really poignant when you mentioned that after, you know, she put it all out there, told her about her situation, you said, well, you know, I think she might be I think you might be a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you meant that in jest, but...
No, I didn't. I really meant it.
Then in all seriousness, a lot of people who are bisexual, both men and women, when they are with one gender... either the same or the other, they're kind of slated into that category in which they're not. If they're a woman, they're with a woman, then everyone believes, oh, well, you're gay. And you kind of want to say, oh, no, not really, but then you don't really have that place. And if you're a man and you're with another man, or a man with another woman, your identity kind of doesn't really your partner at the time sort of defines who you are, and I don't think that's necessarily fair or right.
Right on. So you've known you were bi ever since you were a sexual creature?
Yes, sir, if you want to put it that way.
What'd you try first?
Women.
Okay.
And was it a positive experience the first time you were with a woman, or did you discover that they do indeed have teeth down there?
No, it was absolutely positive.
Okay.
Well, one's got to be better than the other.
Is one better than the other?
I think it's definitely okay for you to have a preference. I think what makes a bisexual person is just the possibility that you could be with either a male or a female. If you have a preference, it doesn't really matter. Or the person who you're with doesn't necessarily define you as one or the other.
So, Seth, when you go and you order the white pizza and they're out of white pizza, what do you get? What do you go to?
Penis pizza.
I starve myself.
Chilard sausage.
Oh. Right now, sir, are you in a relationship with a male or a female?
I actually call this show pretty often when you bring up the open open couple dynamic, because I'm actually with two women. Women's.
What? So hold on 1 second. You're a bisexual dude with two women.
Yes. Yes.
Do either of them have a penis?
No.
So you prefer women?
No. God. 51-49%.
You're
women
with,
and men.
Look, we're straight and we're with one woman. You're with two.
I said I like women.
I've been waiting on that all.
The running joke is I'm compensating.
You might be. But listen, keep doing what you do, dude. You're obviously doing something right. You're with two girls, and the rest of us are only with one each. Fascinating stuff,
told
huh?
You, these bisexual guys, they want it all.
Let's continue
They're
this.
They're getting it all.
They certainly are, from two women.